The trump in Zion, raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. You are that amazing army of Joel chapter 2. You are the ones who go over the walls and through the windows, and you are busy at it all the time. I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud to be a part of what the Lord is doing, and I'm so glad the Lord brought us together. I have an amazing fighter along with me today, and he is relentless. He's a relentless fighter, and he's really smart. So he is here to answer some questions for us, because a lot's coming out right now about Obama and potentially being brought up on charges of treason. And that just sounds very odd, because you're thinking, okay, well, he has immunity. So let's talk about this. It's very important. So don't forget, right now, you hit the like button, everybody. Go ahead and hit the like button super quick, and make sure you are subscribed, and make sure that you share this information, because we look at how the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical, what we're experiencing. We're going to be free from these creeps before you know it. And we're going to, the Bible says, we'll skip like calves led out to pasture. And it's going to be a beautiful day. Here's my website right here, melissaredpill.com, and you can find all kinds of goodies over there for free right there. Tons of videos, information about health. Here's our social media and the end times information. If you're really wanting to know the good news about end times, it's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. So check that end times page right there, melissaredpill.com. Okay, so Mr. Tom, are you still there? If you can go ahead and hit your button so you can jump right in here with us, that would be so awesome. Hopefully I didn't mess it up. So I hope you can jump right back in.
It says I am disabled, but
I am here. Okay. Sorry about that. Now can you hit the video button? Yes. More like do not try this at home. Yay. Thank you. This is my friend, Tom Renz. You guys know about him. I talk about him all the time and how he's my go-to for all this legal information. So I'm really glad to have him on. Thanks, Tom, for joining with us.
I always love being with you, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, so let's jump in here, and let's just see what is happening with okay, this is one of the first posts. That's not the one. All right, so let's go with this one. President Trump posted this today, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. It's time to indict Obama, the traitor, for treason.
Wow. I mean, here's the thing. Part of me is frustrated because we've been 7 months without any prosecutions. But if we can pull this one off,
wow. I mean, really. I mean, we have a sitting president, though, who I truly believe, I mean, I think the guy's committed treason. I don't know how else to define it, right? So when we look at treason, it's defined, and it's defined two ways, right? So this lawyer hat, so sorry if I put you all to sleep.
No, we want it, that's what we want to hear. That's why you're here.
But two ways. So it's defined in the Constitution, and then it's also defined by statute. Now those are two different things.
Okay.
And but they both have the they certainly have the weight of law, both of them, right? So the Constitution, treason against the United States shall consist only of levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or in confession in open court. Now that's the constitutional definition, right? Now you also have the statutory definition, which is, I believe, 18 USC 2381-ish. And that says, whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. Now notice, the death penalty is prescribed specifically statutorily, not constitutionally. So, you know, it's an interesting thing because a lot of people say, well, the penalty for treason under the Constitution is death. No, the penalty for treason under the statute is death, right?
Okay.
That not to say that doesn't matter. That's still the law, right? It's you know, not directly in the Constitution. Or shall suffer or shall be in prison, not less than 5 years under fine of this. So this is... The statutorily, there's some options there. Now, I believe there's more to this, right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff to this. And, yeah, I think that there's a real option here to go after Obama. Now, more importantly than the statutes or even the Constitution on this, because understand, everybody knows what treason is. Everybody knows aid and comfort to the enemy, right? And it can be overt. It can be, or not, if it's not overt, then it may not meet the standard there, right? At least constitutionally, because in the Constitution, they want an overt act, right? Now, on the statute, it seems a little bit more flexible, and you know, there's some different things. But at the end of the day, the question is, you know, can he get there? And I think most important question is how do you do it? Because we have presidential immunity.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, he ain't president anymore. And anything he did as president, he's got absolute immunity on.
Okay.
But after he was president, he said, listen, I want to work in my basement and let someone else run the show. Well, you've got Biden up there who doesn't know where he's at, who doesn't know anything. I mean, you've got this guy. I mean, he literally has no clue about anything, and it's manifest that there were still things going on, and someone was pulling these strings.
Right
now, the
and
question
whether,
is,
and whether he hold on real quick because I want to jump in. Whether he was controlling Biden or not, he was. There's evidence, it appears, that he was continuing this conspiracy, and as oh, who's the head of our CIA? My name escapes me right now. But he said the other day, go ahead.
Tulsi.
No,
Ratcliffe.
Ratcliffe, yeah. He said the other day, there's no statute of limitations on a conspiracy. You know, no. And that this conspiracy continues to this moment. And that's a very good point, that he doesn't have immunity for actions once he left office.
Well, more importantly than the statute of limitations or even any application of it is the fact that the conspiracy's continued on. They're still taking it. So you have to take an affirmative step to end a conspiracy. That hasn't happened. There's no one been disavowing this. They're still promoting this, right? They're still promoting these ideas. Russiagate's been promoted up till 5 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Up until Tulsi Gabbard dropped the bombs, it was still being promoted. So, you know, that is not by any means an end or an affirmative act to end. I mean, we're not talking. So the problem here is, and this is precisely where this all comes into play, whether it's seditious conspiracy, whether it's treason, whatever it is, and treason's great because it's you know, it does. It carries a death penalty and it's like, you know, all these different things. It's about as big, it's the biggest thing you can do. Especially if you're a former president, right? So the thing about it is, though, is there, first of all, constitutionally, it doesn't talk about any statute of limitation on treason. So, you know, there's an argument there. Second of all, conspiracy to commit is certainly there. Now, what's conspiracy, seditious conspiracy or conspiracy to commit treason, the conspiracy charge remains. So there is, and this is a really important point legally, because that conspiracy remains alive and well, it's not been disavowed, there's been no affirmative act to end it. That means that there is a reason to investigate Obama and a reason to investigate other people. Now, I know y'all, I know you're into the Q stuff and y'all love a plan. And you got one here, right? Now, whether this is, this one, and I can't prove there was a plan. I mean, you know me, I'm a jaded old attorney. And I don't know. I never know unless I got evidence. But if there's ever been a plan, this looks like it, right?
There you go.
Because in this case, you have this really, really interesting situation now where Obama, because of the Trump case, right? So you've got Trump v. United States. And this was the case that they had where, you know, they're trying to charge Trump for having stuff in Mar-a-Lago if they raided Melania's underwear drawer.
Right.
So that case was huge. And the Supreme Court says, listen, you cannot be prosecuted criminally if you're the president. You just can't, right? So that means that if Obama is brought in for a grand jury investigation or pretty much any investigation, this is critical. He cannot plead the Fifth Amendment.
Uh-huh. Right?
So the Fifth
right.
Amendment
right.
is a privilege against self-incrimination, but there has to be, quote, the legal standard, the reasonable apprehension of criminal prosecution. He can't be committed prosecuted for anything he did as president. So the thing about this is okay, if okay, they ask
hang on, him. Hang on real quick. Yeah. Hold your thought. You mean even treason? He can't be prosecuted even for treason for when he was president? Do I understand immunity? He's immune even from treason.
I would say likely, not for sure. It wasn't addressed specifically. So the Trump v. United States, they gave a very, very broad and very powerful ruling saying that we don't have authority to try a sitting president because it's a co-equal branch of government.
Okay, I see.
Now, they didn't ask the question about treason. Now, I would say that that's an open question. I don't think it's been answered. If I were going to take that to the SCOTUS, I would say that there's an argument to be made because treason, well, if you've done that, then you've abdicated your duty as a co-equal branch, right?
Right, right.
So, I would argue that there is room to challenge that or to question that, but is it 100%? By no means. And for certain, the Supreme Court would be very, very hesitant to do that. But the good news is because right now there's no reasonable apprehension of criminal prosecution for anything he did as president, they can ask him about anything. And he can't plead the Fifth. And if he lies, it's perjury because he's not the president anymore. So if he lies about it, it's perjury now. It's not perjury then. So basically what this does, if they do a proper investigation, bring him before a grand jury, whatever, he's got two options, tell the truth or go to jail for perjury. And if he goes to jail for perjury, that is what it is. If he tells the truth, it brings down the whole globalist cabal.
Right.
This is...
Right.
I mean, this,
right.
If there's ever been something that looks like a bit of a checkmate, it's this.
Right. Here's the one you were talking about as far as the grand jury, I think. This is the one. Let's play this and you can tell us what your thoughts are on this.
Sure.
I know President Trump has every right to be frustrated with him. I think President Trump's analysis last week was right. I think my immunity rule might protect him on the original charges. That's what most legal experts tell me, that ruling is so sweeping it will protect Obama for what he did in office. However, Barack Obama can now be summoned before a grand jury. He cannot take the Fifth Amendment because he has immunity from prosecution. He'll have to tell the truth. If he lies as a private citizen about what he did as president, he'll no longer have that immunity. And that is a trap that Obama is sitting potentially facing. And I want to say the irony to that, because on January 5th, 2017, he presided over a meeting in the White House where the FBI had just cleared Mike Flynn of any wrongdoing. And they schemed in that meeting how they might be able to jam up Mike Flynn. And they came up with the idea, we'll lure him into an interview, catch him into a lie, and then prosecute him that way. Barack Obama now is about to face a potential similar situation as the one he created unfairly for Mike Flynn.
There you go.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you, so the general is a friend of mine. And I told him a number of years ago, and I don't know, I'm going to try and take credit for this, but I don't know if I can take credit. He can tell you that it wasn't me. But I told him quite a few years ago, I said, you know, General, you know why they had to take you out? You were the most dangerous man in the country. He was the only guy that was more dangerous to the deep state than Donald Trump. And let me tell you why. So Donald Trump is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But the way that the DIA, CIA, deep state is set up, it doesn't matter how smart you are. Unless you know where to look, you can't find things, right? So if I take and I bury a pot of gold in the middle of a forest of 1,000 acres, I can tell you it's there. But if you don't know where to look, you aren't going to find it. Right. So Trump knew that there was shadiness going on, but unless he had someone who could tell him what bushes to rattle, he's not going to know where to find them. And the DIA, CIA, the intel community set up that way on purpose so that they can't be investigated.
Right.
So here's the thing, though.
Okay, hold on to that, because I don't know if you know this about the 17 board, which is the 17th letter of the alphabet is Q. Okay. But yeah. For everybody who doesn't know what I mean when I say 17. Have you ever heard the phrase that it talks about there, that who knows where the bodies are buried? It says,
no.
Yeah, on the board, that it says that on the board. And many of us believe it's referring to General Flynn, that he knows this. And it's just very interesting to me that you just said something and you even used the word buried, because he does have all that inside information. So both he and Admiral Rogers have a lot of inside information. And of course, Admiral Rogers, from what we understand, gave access to some of this hidden data that they didn't know about. So, Rogers did that, I think, before he retired anyway. But yeah, so that's what we've always heard about General Flynn, that he knows where the bodies are buried. I just find that such a coincidence that you said that.
Well, it is. But this is the thing. So I told Flynn a long time ago, I said, listen, they had to take you out. You were the only man in this country that was honest enough and legitimate enough to help the president find the bodies. He was. And he knew where to look. And had he been given authority to do so, which as national security advisor, he would have had a lot of sway over, he could have eliminated the deep state. Now, let's think back to 2016-ish, right? You've got all sorts of things, and we've seen since then. And let's dig into some conspiracy theory, right? Because is it right? Is it wrong? These are just some speculations from me, right? So you've got Peter Stroke and these guys talking about the insurance policy on Trump.
Right.
Now, since then, I'm going to take this in a direction that maybe you haven't thought about.
Okay.
So because of my work, I know that COVID was created and built in the lab under Obama. I know that the mRNA vaccines were created in the lab under Obama. Okay.
Okay.
We have evidence. I've actually testified on this.
Okay. Right.
It's there, right? So that means this was sitting there. Now, we've talked about Russiagate. We've talked about all these different things. I'm of the belief that the real insurance policy, the ultimate final insurance policy against Trump, was COVID. They released COVID, and that allows for them to force states to shift election law so that they can steal the election. We have to have remote voting. We have to have all this stuff. We change everything. I think that was the plan all along. It was the ultimate worst case scenario, the ultimate failsafe. I think it was part of the Great Reset, but I also think it was the ultimate insurance policy. Mike Flynn, only guy in the country that might have been able to uncover that stuff. Only guy on the planet. Now, remember, as former DIA head,
He can't. He can literally be put to death if he starts spilling state secrets. He can't do it.
Right.
So, you know, he's loyal to his oath to this country, and he's loyal to this, but he could have helped Trump navigate this mess. All of the Black Book projects. Do you know what a Black Book project is?
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. No one knows about. Right.
Yeah. Well, they're not only they don't know about it, but they fund it in a way where there's no government records.
Right. Right. So it's completely covered. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way, and so you can't find that stuff unless you know where to look. But you know, it's all wrapped in so many levels and layers of secrecy from a legal perspective. There's no way to get to it. And some of that stuff, you know, that as an attorney, if I take someone to court and I've got a good reason to believe that they're a CIA contractor doing A, B, or C, right? If I issue discovery and I try and find it, they can't even give me discovery on it. They can't even acknowledge it.
Right. It's right.
It's that deep. So the only way to uncover this is to know where the bodies are buried. So, you know, I told Flynn a while back, this number of years back, said, you know, General, you're the most, they had to take you out.
Right.
Because Trump was coming to clean, to drain the swamp. Now, and Trump won. I don't think Trump was as ready or knew as much as he does now. I don't think he realized how deep the swamp was. I don't think he realized how ruthless they are or how bad they were going to come after him. Well, but he's a smart guy.
And he has said that. He has actually said that. And yeah. My position is that he knew, but there was the Trump one, that there was a certain group of things that he was going to do during that term. And a lot of it was exposing these people. And, you know, because before then I never knew who in the world Comey was or Brennan or, you know, anything. We just had to learn the players and understand the level. And there was a length of time that it took to get everyone awake. But yeah, so you're saying that the COVID the insurance policy to stop Trump, because, you know, and they even said this about General Flynn the other day. This came out, I guess, with Tulsi's documentation. Anyway, they came out that they had these in this Oval Office meeting, that was what they did to scheme against General Flynn. That just came out. Most people had never heard that before, I don't think.
So. They had to. So, you know, I met General Flynn during probably around 2015-ish for the first time, and when he was supporting, you know, President Trump and his candidacy. That's where I met the general, right? And, you know, honestly, I was one of those guys. If you remember the 2015 election cycle, we had a whole bunch of people running for president that all looked really good, right?
Right, right.
And you know, it's like a conservative, you know, just party. And I wasn't sure which guy I was going with.
Right.
And, you know, I actually, one of the things I'll say is, you know, when I met the general, I was very, and I, you know, I'm so skeptical. I don't care if you're anybody short of Jesus. I don't care who you are. I'm always like, okay, yeah, but let's keep it in context. But I met the general and I was very impressed with him. Like, I remember thinking, man, this is a good guy. He's a real patriot. And, I remember, you know, him telling me that he was going to support the president. And he told me the story of how he met the president and, you know, shook his hand and believed and looked him in the eye and he believed him. Now, for me, I'm looking at General Mike Flynn, right? So this is General Flynn, whose job it was to handle the war on terror. His job was to get information from terrorists. Right. If this guy, whose job it was to get the hardest information on the planet from people,
right,
is going to trust this Donald Trump dude,
right?
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Right. That's good point. Yeah, very good point. So here's the President Trump just posted that today. Also, here it is, July 30th, 2025, and I just find it not coincidental at all, or maybe just a gigantic coincidence that we had that terrible tsunami. I just am so thankful that did not turn into the horrible tragedy that it very, very easily could have. And I don't, I think that we've heard about the Christchurch, New Zealand, that was. A dew weapon was sent and an earthquake happened there that was beyond what they anticipated. They didn't realize the power. I'm just very thankful that did not turn into worse. But I think the timing is very interesting because so much of this is happening. August 1 starts the tariffs. And then clearly this is ginning up not only with the Obamagate investigation, but also with the Epstein investigation. So all these things are converging at this very same moment. So President Trump posting this today is gigantic. Treason. Evidence proves both the FBI and CIA were deeply involved in the historic 2020 election lie that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russia propaganda. So all these lies that they just pummeled out there and fomented. And then it also came out, I think that John Solomon came out with this. He was saying that is he saying Grassley's going to expose this tomorrow? Basically that Hillary Clinton was obviously spearheading this along with Obama, and that this was, the FBI said that they would work along with them. So that's, you know, Just the proof of that. We've been talking about it for years, but for this to come out that they have this documentation, that I think that it's just helping the people to see, yes, this is true. This is treason. And if you want them brought to justice, then, you know, everyone should keep sharing this information. We cannot have a country if this is what's happening at the highest offices in the land, if this is what the FBI and the CIA are being used for. It's a third world country.
100%. 100%. But this is what they're being used for. I mean, yes. We just saw, I don't know if you saw James O'Keefe.
Yeah.
He just had a video, maybe yesterday, the day before, I saw that one of the CIA guys was talking about how the administrative people and the intel agencies all got together and said that they weren't going to tell everything to Trump. They were going to keep things from him. They were going to hide things from him. Right.
Right.
This is, listen, the war against the deep state is alive and well. And one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is, you know, I can get behind the fact that we're fighting it, but I will also think that we've got to always remember when we talk about a plan that the bad guys got a plan too.
Right.
Right. Right. And so at the end of the day, this is why you and I always come together on the fact that we, the people, have to be engaged, praying, fighting, doing everything we can, calling out everyone. Listen, you call out everyone who might be bad. Let Trump figure out who he likes and who he doesn't. Right,
right. Right.
When you see something wrong, ask questions. We can only support Trump. We can only support these guys who are the good guys
on the front lines
by making sure that we're backing them, fighting everywhere we can. You know, whether we're, you know, doing lawsuits or doing speeches or doing events, or, you know, maybe you can't do that. Maybe your job is just sharing on social media, or you know, getting data out there, or, you know, petitioning or becoming part of, you know, the system. Whatever you got to do, but it's incumbent upon us to back these guys, because, I mean, like, you imagine?
Yeah, right. They can't be left out hanging out to dry. And so that's why I think, you know, we were told long ago that memes are just so powerful, much more than a lot of verbiage. You know, just it's much better. And when he posted today, I don't know, 6 or 7 memes, just bam, 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 like a rifle shot. He was or like a machine gun. Anyway, that these are our bullets that we can go out and share these memes. So I posted them all on my social media. If you aren't familiar, you guys, my social media is Melissa Redpill. And Tom, yours is, here it is right here, Renz Tom, R-E-N-Z Tom, you guys. So make sure to follow Tom, and you guys follow me, Melissa Redpill, because that's I think one of our biggest, most important jobs is to lay the groundwork so that President Trump has that base, that this truth has come out to the people, because the honest truth is, during Trump 1, his first term, the people were not ready for this. And that's the question, is are the people ready? And clearly, he feels that they are ready to hear that it's time to indict Obama on treason. Okay, I had another thing. Okay, so this also came out today about the burn bags. They just asked President Trump about that just here within the last hour, about these burn bags that were found in this secret room at the FBI. The FBI sources told Fox News Digital that one of the documents FBI officials found in the burn bag was the classified annex. That's the one. That's the one I was going to. That was the one about Hillary I was saying before. This classified annex to former special counsel John Durham's final report, that the annex to the John Durham report is coming out. So this is an addendum, an annex, a separate piece, which includes the underlying intelligence he reviewed.
I haven't seen this, so this is huge.
Yes.
This is huge. I haven't seen this, so I got to tell you, Melissa, this is a huge deal. You know, I mean, the burn bags themselves indicate conspiracy, right?
Yes.
I mean, they themselves act right. as evidence that this was a cover-up, right? So this is an ongoing thing. I mean, you got these bags sitting there. Who knows when they were putting the bags? It could have been, right before Biden left office. It could have been right before. Yeah, I mean, they could have been putting in the burn bags now, and Trump, is catching them as they're going. I mean, we don't know. But I mean, this. I also want to bring up another thing on this, though. Is the other thing that comes to my head on this is, first of all, awesome that we got this, and I'm curious about his annex. But we're going to apparently see that because I hear they're going to declassify it.
Yes.
The other thing, though, and I didn't see this, but I heard something about declassifying something with Durham. That must be what it is, so I'm just assuming. But the other thing that it makes me think about, though, is how much Epstein evidence was burned.
Right.
This is one. Oh, yeah. And I know... I know Trump doesn't want to think about it anymore, but I'm sorry. The thing about this is to me, the reason the Epstein evidence is so important is it's what's being used. It's not gone. Other countries, whoever was working with Epstein has it. So whatever there was is still being used to blackmail some of the most powerful people in the country. And one of the things I do when I keep bringing this up is I don't know if anybody in the White House has thought of this, but there's a reason that these Republicans keep going so far. I mean, you got a huge MAGA mandate. Trump is the most popular MAGA Republican president, and I mean, just by far. They're politically being not aligned with Trump is akin to suicide, and so. But they keep doing it. Well, why? Because someone's got something on them, right? I mean, some of it could be lobbying money, yes, but some of it is just they got something on them. And so I'm sure, I can't imagine Trump wouldn't have thought of this, but maybe he didn't. But at some point, you got to say, listen, unless we root out major, like core mechanisms of control, like child molesting, right? I mean, and we've heard it. Have you heard of brownstoning, Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay. So brownstoning's a real thing. I've talked to people in D.C. It's legit. Unless we root out some of that stuff.
Right. Exactly.
It's going to continue.
We cannot run a country on blackmail. We cannot run a country like this. And so, okay, so I'm going to throw out my opinion on what President Trump is doing. It's there was a kid's book, Farmer McGregor, don't throw me in that briar patch. I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember that story? Briar rabbit, because in the briar patches, all the, he could find all the yummy treats that, Farmer McGregor had built. Anyway, had grown.
Yeah.
And so the point is, I think President Trump is saying, oh, don't look at the Epstein files. It's a ruse because they think, oh, that he must be dirty. He must be in these Epstein files. That's why we want to scream for him. Schumer just came out today saying that they're going to do the five person rule or whatever it is to force them to give up the Epstein files. Of course, what President Trump has said, and I know this is true, that they have doctored all these Epstein files.
I believe that 100%.
But he's not going to put out, he can say, okay, here's all the Epstein documentation. He's not going to give the stuff that's been doctored. He will give the truth. The last thing in the world they should be screaming for is the Epstein files, because this is, the evidence about how this whole cabal has been run, right? This whole sordid mess. And so truly, they have no other options. They're really at the end of this chess game, and they have very few options left. So I think that that's what he's doing. And there's a thing called the Streisand effect. This from Barbara Streisand, where she was suing someone for showing her pictures of her home. And so the more she talked about it, the more everyone went to look at these pictures. And so the same thing, I think, is applying whenever President Trump says, oh, I don't want to talk about the Epstein. Everybody on the left, of course, we've been screaming about it for years. And we're not going to stop. And he knows that. He wants the Epstein stuff exposed and rooted out, root and branch, more than anyone, because he knows what they've done. We just have an inkling, but that it's causing people on the right to scream and the people on the left to scream. It is having a super Streisand effect to get all this truth out. So, and then they just came out with that 1 minute extra. I just posted that today on my social media, where that 1 minute. A lot of these great researchers have discovered, oh, well, that thing has been doctored. I mean, it just continues to foment all this discussion and to bring this out into the light of day. And everybody, they can't help but look, you know, at the train wreck. Okay, but anyway, so back to, I do want to make sure that we drill down on this treason charge, and because this is gigantic.
Huge.
About the, yeah. And so the other thing, as far as this annex, let me see if I can find that one. This is the one, this is yours. There was one, here's the one about the annex, okay. That supposedly, as of tomorrow, Chuck Grassley is going to be exposing this annex. I want you to hear what John Solomon has to say about that.
Trump has every right to be frustrated with him. I think President Trump's analysis last week was right. I think my immunity rule might protect him on the original charges. That's what most legal experts tell me, that ruling is so sweeping it will protect Obama for what he did in office. However, Barack Obama can now be summoned before a grand jury. He cannot take the Fifth Amendment because he has immunity from prosecution. He'll have to tell the truth. If he lies as a private citizen about what he did as president, he'll no longer have that immunity. And that is a trap that Obama is sitting potentially facing. And I want to say the irony to that. Because
oh, goodness. I thought that was the one where it was about Chuck Grassley. That's not the clip. The point is, the clip is where John Solomon was saying that Grassley is going to expose this as early as tomorrow about this annex document. So I just want to see everyone to see that, and that they knew the Clinton campaign planned the entire Russia collusion hoax, and that they agreed to be co-conspirators. The FBI agreed to that. All right, so I don't know if he said that in that clip, but anyway, it's maybe a little bit of an overlap. All right, so I wanted everybody to see also, this was a very interesting take. This man, sorry, I wish I knew his name, Sachs, was saying that President Trump could be impeached. I want you to hear what he has to say, and then tell me legally what do you think about this?
President Trump is...
Is that a little bit loud?
It was okay for me.
Okay, let me try that.
Right when he said the immunity decision would help President Obama, but you know what it doesn't help him with? Impeachment. According to the Democratic Party and the House managers in the second impeachment trial, a former president, once out of office, is still subject to impeachment. In other words, they've argued Lincoln could be impeached, George Washington impeached, and certainly, as I predicted at the time, this would come back, they would rue the day, because President Obama could be impeached if this evidence really says what it says, and that it could also strip him of the immunity, because under Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the Constitution, the Democrats argued it bars one from holding further office, and the language itself says you're still subject to criminal prosecution or indictment. So we'll see how that plays out. President Trump is...
Okay. What do you think about that?
It'd be interesting. I mean, I don't know what I think about that, to be real honest with you. I haven't heard that one, and I think that it's a very interesting take. So what's going to happen there is you've got multiple steps that have to occur. And to my knowledge, and I would have to research this, I don't think there's any case law on point related to that. So what you're going to look at, let's say they impeach him. And again, I haven't double checked the research on this, but if they impeach him and say, okay, you know, you're impeached for what you did, would that mean then that would strip him of his criminal immunity? Now, maybe, right? So all we have is the Trump v. United States ruling, right? And that's really a very sweeping type of immunity. And I think what would happen, I mean, listen, if that sort of thing happened, if they tried to get him for treason for actions in office, well, maybe. But I think the problem is that's going to end up at the Supreme Court.
Right,
for sure.
Right.
And
right.
I think the more likely thing, one of the things
we need something simple. We need as simple as possible. There's something else on the cue board where it talks about, you know, it needs to be a pill that's easy to swallow for people.
Yeah.
So it's not some complex legal jargon that you've got to explain and go to SCOTUS and all that.
What I would say is that it's much more likely. So as a lawyer, you just look for the straightest path, right? I mean, now, sometimes you need to go after something bigger and you make a bigger deal of something, but the straightest path is usually the best. And in this case, I mean, it looks very likely that some of the treasonous activity that he participated in during his tenure as president, he continued afterwards.
That's
right?
The straight path.
So if that's the case, we don't have to get to it.
I like that.
And since he has to answer questions on an investigation, I'm not saying that it wouldn't apply. I'm just saying that to me, the quicker path is if we can get him on treason afterwards, get him on treason afterwards.
I like that. I think that's, I think that's a much better way. And then also, he is going to have to, as John Solomon was saying, he's going to have to answer these questions. He can't plead the fifth. Like all these others under the Biden administration are pleading the fifth. Okay, one other thing that you might not know about, it says on the board, on the cue board, it said that Obama, before this is over, that Obama will plead Kenyan citizenship in order to escape justice. Have you ever heard of that?
I saw someone post about that, and I think that's an interesting thing. And I think he's going to have a hard time legally with that. If I now listen, it depends a little bit on the judge and whether the judge is honest or not. But I mean, the guy claimed American citizenship to get the presidency. He did what he did. Now he's going to pretend he's not an American citizen, so they can't do it.
You can't have it both ways. I think
that would
be
a stretch.
You can't But it was just funny because he, you know, if we could, because then. You could then if he says okay, then if you're a Kenyan citizen, then you are clearly an enemy combatant that came in, and so then we got you on that, right?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but I think I'd love it if he did. If he pleads, that'll be awesome, because I mean, then we'll see Alex Jones was right trending again, and all of us conspiracy theorists. That aren't actually conspiracy theorists. We're just people following evidence are proven right again.
Right.
And I mean, because I got to be honest with you, to this day, there's enough peculiar stuff. No one wants to talk about his citizenship at this point because it's politically not correct, but there's a lot of questions to ask there.
Well, and I think the new has worn off of the penny. I don't think that people are as enamored with him as they were all those years ago. And even in the black community, they realized that this was not the panacea that they had hoped it would be.
No, I mean, listen, at this point, everybody sees, and they're seeing more and more every day, how awful of a human being this creature is. I mean, it's hard to even call him a person. I mean, at this point, everybody's asking, how did his chef drown in 4 foot of water? I mean, and there's all the rumors about it being covered, about covering up his gay little love triangle or whatever was going on. I play on my show as a joke, the footage of Michelle Obama dancing on Ellen, where we had the mic drop in her drawers. Mm-hmm. It's fun and games. But on some levels, you got to wonder just how bad this guy really is. And there's a lot of, there's so many things, so many things. And remember, right. Saul Alinsky, look at his mentors. Look at the people that shaped him. Right. I mean, these are people who are, openly okay with lying, manipulating, cheating, stealing, whatever you got to do, right?
And then you had Awali Ben Talal, who paid for his education, and so he's got that going for him, so all these things, it's a lot, it's going to be a lot. So I think that it's going to be a very interesting ride, and clearly, President Trump is saying it's time. He said that multiple times, and of course, then he today posted that meme. So my encouragement to everyone is to get those memes. I put them out on my social media, Melissa Redpill over on X, and as well as the Telegram, which is Freedom Force Battalion. You can get all of our links over on Melissa Redpill and go and check that out. So was there anything else before we go on to the next subject? Was there anything else you wanted to bring up about the treason charge that for people to ruminate on?
I think it's a legit thing. I think seditious conspiracy, sedition and conspiracy and sedition. I think there's a bunch of different things that there could bring charges on. I do think, listen, I think politically, if you're a skeptic, right, because I'm super jaded, and it just is what it is. But I do think that they may, Bondi might actually have to do something on this. I think Trump will fire her if she doesn't. She hasn't done anything, right? So Trump is keeping, for Trump to be keeping her around, I got to be honest, if he's keeping her around and he doesn't have something big she's working on, then at this point, that's just foolish. So I got to believe there's something big she's working on. And this is huge. And it would be a huge thing. It would be red meat for the entire base, everybody in the country. I mean, this would be devastating on a monumental level to the globalists. And you know, if Obama's facing legit treason charges with the penalties that go with that, and if he thinks there's a risk, can you imagine? I mean, what? He's got moral fortitude not to sing? He's going to do whatever he's got to do to get a plea deal, which hopefully will include throwing everyone else under the bus. There is, you know what? They're in a good spot right now. And right. if he can keep the snakes far enough away and can keep making good decisions, I think we've got an opportunity to see something truly like historic on a global right. level, really game changing.
Well, and along with that, you know, I think that he's got several balls in the air. This whole tariff thing, where he's got $150 billion worth of tariffs that are coming in as of tomorrow morning, yep. August 1, and then he's talking about doing this rebate, whether it's $600 per person or whatever the number is, and I believe it's going to be an ongoing. I believe that Trump is going to make every American rich again. I don't really want to see more of this. As much as I want to have the debt paid off, the reality is it's just going into the coffers of the globalist bankers, and I don't really relish the idea of that. The people are the ones who have been taking it on the chin for so long, but if they start getting a dividend check, a tariff dividend check, you know, year after you know, quarter after quarter after quarter, then it's game over, because they're going to realize. We should have been the benefactors of this amazing country that we worked so hard for, instead of being slaves to the New World Order. And so they'll mm-hmm. begin to realize these former leaders, whether it was Obama or any of the other ones, to be honest, pretty much, they just used us for their own political gain and their own financial gain. So I'm, you know, excited about whatever President Trump is going to do on that. And because then people will be more likely to say, you know what, maybe he's right about this treason. If he's right about making America rich again, and Americans, not just America rich, but Americans. So anyway, even they had to admit it. So I wanted to show everybody one other quick thing. I always like to have a little bit of God's word in every one of our videos. And it's so important that we understand this very, who is this that we're fighting? Who is this? Because we've heard many times that these people are criminals, but not just your vanilla criminals. These people are literally evil, you know, evil. Worship Satan level evil. And so if you remember when our Lord Jesus was told, you know, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms of this world. And Jesus said, no, nothing doing. I'm not doing this. I'll go to the cross to save my people because I love them. On the other hand, this criminal cabal said, yes. Show us how to do this. Show us how to do all this, you know, if Federal Reserve to have all our money. Anyway, so who are we fighting? And this is just a little tidbit for you guys. There's a very, very strange story in the book of Daniel. Daniel's the king had this dream, and he wanted Daniel to interpret this dream. And there were four beasts in this dream. One's a lion, one's a bear, one's a leopard, and one is this very odd creature. It's an exceedingly dreadful, terrible beast. Iron teeth, brass nails, 10 horns, a little horn which plucked out the 3 horns. Okay, this thing is ruthless. It says in another place in Daniel 7 that it stomps out all of humanity. And in my opinion, we now know who this is. This is this cabal we've been talking about. This is this New World Order. What were you calling them before? This globalists, you know, the
globalist
this,
cabal.
Yeah, this intricate criminal network that has run the world for all these years. And so they thought they were having us locked down. But, you know, so... the reason I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people have been misled, in my opinion, to think that the Antichrist is a single individual. But I wanted to point Daniel 7 out. But clearly, this is not a single individual. Exceedingly dreadful, terrible, iron teeth, brass nails, 10 horns. This is something much bigger and much, in my opinion, this is the New World Order. The Antichrist is the New World Order. They are clearly anti-Christ, anti-freedom, anti-love, anti-family, anti-justice, anti-faith, you know, everything that is antithetical to Christ. And so here...
Hey, Melissa,
yes, go ahead.
I have a question for you because, yes, I mean, sir. This is your area of expertise.
Yeah, this is my bailiwick.
Yeah, this is you. So, so I've had a number of people talk to me and ask me and say, you know, what do you think? Could AI be part of the beast system, the Antichrist?
metal iron teeth, brass nails. I mean, there's a lot of different things,
right?
You know, that we see, you know, and yeah, I mean, I could, and we know, I mean, this we know, right? So they've talked about, they're working to have AI be able to mimic the experience you have with God. They want it to replicate it. They want it to take the place of God. Could that be a part of it? And right. I'm just curious your opinion on it, because that's what they're working towards.
Right. And I don't disagree. I don't have any doubts that that is part of what they are using to try to control humanity with the AI, as well as the jab, the COVID, the big pharma. Sure. But I mean, in DARPA, you know, to control humanity, where you think they are God, because they can basically, they control the weather, they control what goes into your body, they control all the food. They can, I mean, thank God for RFK, how hard he's working to cleanse our food. I mean, all these things they control. They control the money system. I mean, you could say the beast is the financial money system. It's all these things. And if you look back on the four horsemen, Lord, he helped me to decode what that really is about. If you look on Melissa Redpill over on that End Times page I was showing you, I created some memes, just like I was saying, it's so important. It's easy for people to digest a meme. If you look here on the horsemen are the puppet leaders. They've installed puppet leaders all over the world. It's also the red one is the wars. They've run the wars, you know, and clearly they have, it's just been to kill as their satanic sacrifice for the demons, as well as how they've garnered more and more power. And then the black horse is all the deprivation, whether it's the financial deprivation, you know, the food, all these things that they've done to destroy humanity financially. And then the pale horse is the COVID, basically the disease, all the things that they've done, the cancer, all the things that they've done to our health. So there's multiple ways that they have, what they've used to enslave humanity, and I agree that AI is one of those. The DARPA is one of those, right? All right. Does that answer your question?
It does. I mean, this is, like I said, I don't actually know the answer to it. I think you're smarter than me in this area, and so I may add, I don't know the right or wrong answer. I just know that it's terrifying to me.
Yes, it is. All these things that they have done to us. I mean, and they have us locked down in many, many ways. The AI is one of the most terrifying. Right?
Yep.
And I mean, this, but so is COVID. I mean, they could destroy humanity with that, with all these jabs, or with this DARPA thing, where they, if they, you know, could start these earthquakes going off everywhere. And then, you know, anyway, it could be hell on earth, which is exactly what they want. This is what their service is to the demons, to destroy humanity. And then to get us to where they feel like we are under their power and their control. We have no options. Go ahead.
Hey, by the way, I've got probably the most powerful evidence I've ever seen. Actual hard evidence that looks like that suggests that you, because you'd mentioned the dues and some of the conspiracy theory stuff.
Right, right.
I've got a video that I think is probably the best evidence I've ever seen of directed energy weapon.
Yeah.
It's not public.
Yeah.
I'm working on getting, I'll let you know as soon as I get it ready and I can release it.
Yeah.
It's from a source. I was, you know, I got sources. I just got permission to share. I've had it for a bit, but these things are real.
Yes.
A lot of this stuff is the weather manipulation is real. We've got the evidence. The directed energy weapons are real.
I wish it wasn't, but it definitely is. So anyway, in this picture right here that I was showing you guys, this is these four beasts. So this, I believe that the Antichrist is that fourth beast. And I believe that is the New World Order. And it talks about here, this amazing passage in Daniel chapter 7, you know, like it said, the great iron teeth devoured in broken pieces and stamped the residue with its feet, stamping out humanity. That's what they've been doing to us. And as hard as we fight, they just feel like, okay, well, we don't really care what those little gnats say. We're going to continue to stamp them out, right, Tom? That's what, you know, as much as you have been working. Anyway, it says, I watched until, I'm not going to read all of it, but if you guys want to go on my website or also on the book, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace, you'll see this. I detail. I go into all the detail on this this one right here. Anyway, so it says, I watched until thrones were placed and one who was Ancient of Days sat. So in other words, there's going to be new thrones. Instead of them being on the throne, there's going to be a paradigm shift. There's clearly, after this horrible beast is captured, then it says there's going to be this whole new paradigm shift. Look at here in verse 11. It says, I watched at the time because of the voice and the arrogant words which the horn spoke. This horrible beast spoke with these horrible demonic and arrogant words against the Lord. I watched until the animal was slain and its body destroyed, and it was given to be burned with fire. In other words, their system will be destroyed. The Bible clearly says this. I didn't know who this beast was. I didn't understand who we were fighting. Now I do. Now you and I are in the fight. All the people on your channel, all on mine, all over the internet, we are all fighting day after day to destroy this horrible multi-headed beast, right? I watched until the animal was slain. This New World Order beast was slain, its body destroyed, it was given to be burned with fire. In other words, cast into hell. And really, that's what the treason charge is, to be honest. That's what, you know, and Obama's just a lowly player. We're one of the ones at the top. As for the rest of the animals, their dominion was taken away, the lion and the bear and the leopard, but their lives were prolonged. I'm not going to go into that right now, but this is so beautiful right here. It says in verse 13, I saw in the night visions, behold, there came with the clouds of the sky one like a son of man, of course, our Lord Jesus, and he even came to the Ancient of Days, our God the Father, and he brought him near before him. Dominion was given him and glory and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. This is the promise of God's word. This is what I love, being able to connect the dots for people to go, look, we're not just fighting some political, this is not just some political movement. This is the promise of the Lord that this day would come when we would rise up, we would defeat this terrible demonic group, and that we would win, and this is what's going to happen. His dominion, just like the Hallelujah chorus, is that it will last forever and ever and ever. It's an everlasting dominion which will not pass away. His kingdom will not be destroyed. And so, super quick, I'm going to read to you also from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, this very interesting passage that has kind of led people to believe, or well, we were, it was interpreted, and we were kind of led to believe this, that it was just a single individual. Clearly, this beast that I just showed you with the iron horns and the teeth and all that is not an individual person. It's much, 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 clearly much bigger than that. How they control the weather and the financial systems and all the wars and all that. It says, let no one deceive you in any way, for it will not be unless the rebellion comes first and the man of sin, this Antichrist, this New World Order, this cabal is revealed, the son of destruction. I believe this is what he's talking about. It's been revealed to us. We didn't understand this. They've been operating for all our lives, and we didn't realize they were right underneath our noses. And then on that moment, as I've shown many times, this beautiful sign of the Son of Man appeared, and you'll see it over here on Freedom for MelissaRedPill.com. You scroll down, and you'll see this beautiful sign. 1 month later, Q started posting, and we started to wake up, and we start to realize that we are, you know, our enemy is not each other. And because we were just fighting each other, and now we're all fighting this one horrible cabal. It says that he opposes and exalts himself against all that is God, called God, or that is worshipped. And so he sits as God in the temple of God, setting himself up as God. It's not about going and sitting in a physical building. He wants to be your ruler. He wants to be my ruler. He wants to be the ruler of every person in this room. He wants on this channel. He wants to rule through the AI on the social media. He wants to frighten us with, you know, every construct, whether it's you've got to take the jab or you're going to die, and you know, you've got, you know, you have to, you know, you have no control over your financial future and all of these things. This is who they are. They believe that they are the ones who have the right to rule under Satan. And the honest truth is, let's just be honest, we did go into the kingdom of darkness when we sinned against the Lord. We all went into that kingdom of darkness. But the awesome thing is our Lord Jesus, because he died on the cross, he has translated us out of that kingdom of darkness into his kingdom. And that's what we're about to see, that his kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I just want to say that real quick before we finish. I like to always have a little bit of the word and to really wrap it up, that how this is happening biblically. They oppose everything that God has set up. They oppose God's people. They oppose the righteous, the ones who are working for righteousness and equity and justice in this world. But and they're trying to be our rulers in every way, but they won't be able to. And it's now been revealed who we are fighting. So if you guys want to go and check that out, it's over on melissaredpill.com. You can go to the End Times page and you can see all these memes. You can also see over on the videos section right here, you can see that we do a study every Saturday morning at 10:30. And you can watch the older ones that we've done on the book Decoding End Times. We have 28 videos on that one. And we also have, we are on the fifth one on the minor prophets, because that very first, at the very beginning, I played you guys the Joel chapter 2. That's one of the minor prophets. That passage, if you remember hearing that, it was saying how this great and mighty army would appear. And that's us. God told us years ago that this, thousands of years ago, that one day this mighty army would appear, and that's us. We are in this battle, and none of us will stop until we achieve this victory. All right, so I think that's it. And you can also listen to the audiobooks right here on the audiobooks. And I think that's it. You can go check out the books they're on Amazon for $2.99 if you want to check them out. And that's one of the major clues for minor prophets. And also this one, End Times, This Is Biblical, 17 Bible stories that you may never even heard about before, but it'll ring true to you that we are actually playing those out before our very eyes. It's very, very cool that we're getting to do that. All right, I think that's it. Is there anything else that you wanted to share, Mr. Tom?
I love your interpretation of Daniel and the beasts, and I mean, it's a really interesting thing. And, I look at what's happening, and we see there's so many scary, terrible, awful things, but we also see hope, right? There's always hope. As long as we have Christ, we have hope,
amen,
right? And so we've always got hope, and we know how the end of the book is written. And I think that we just got to make sure that we follow what Revelation says, which is be awake, right? Make sure that when the big man comes, you're awake and doing what you got to do, that you're, the watchful servant,
amen,
and that you're doing what you're supposed to do as a servant. And as long as we do that, there's hope. So
I'm
eager to continue fighting. I love you. I love listening to your interpretations
Thank
of the
you.
Book.
And Thank
Melissa,
you.
that's always great. And I hope people support you and share this, and that we can get it out there. And I hope to come back soon.
Yes, it's very good news. And especially share it with people, Christians who are hiding under the bed because they're afraid that this is the moment when the beast is going to take over. Of course they wanted us to think that. Of course they wanted us to think. They wanted us to think that our defeat was inevitable. But we are going to win. There's no doubt about it. Does Trump look afraid? Does he look worried? Do I look worried? And as you said, I mean, this is my wheelhouse. I'm not, you're my go-to for all the legal stuff, okay? But this is my wheelhouse, and I'm very, very thankful to be able to decode this. It's very, very good news. So definitely check into more about that. You will be very happy that it's the end times for them. Remember the book, End Times for Them and 1,000 Years of Peace for Us. Let's pray before we go, okay? Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you're the king of the world. You are the true king. You are the true and rightful king of this world. And your kingdom will come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And there is nothing that can stop it. I thank you for how Tom is just working so hard and fighting so hard. I thank you for everyone on this channel who's fighting so hard to share the truth, Lord. Just help us to redouble our efforts to help wake people up, especially as this information comes out about the Obamagate and whatever happened with all that, that we just give them the memes that President Trump is putting out there so that they can understand and really absorb what has happened to our country. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you saved us from this terrible tsunami and the devastation that there could have been. I thank you that nothing that they attempt will be effective. We pray right now that every evil plot and every evil scheme that they have will be thwarted and it will be stopped, and that only the righteous will succeed. Everything that we do will succeed until we see this beautiful victory and the beautiful days that you have planned. You said that eye is not seen and ear is not heard, nor is entered into the heart of man what you've prepared for those who love you. And we do love you, and we're just so thankful that you have prepared this wonderful golden age for us. And we're just very happy to step into this beautiful kingdom of light and justice and truth and joy and peace. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. Amen. Love you, bro.
Amen.
I appreciate you.
I'm sorry, it cut out there for a second.
Okay.
And I was trying to.
Sorry.
But amen. Amen. And Melissa, praise God for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Praise God for your followers.
And you too. Thank you. Thank you. You too, bro. I'm so glad that the Lord connected us. I'm just so glad that we have gotten to be friends, and I appreciate everything that you do. So just keep it up. Everybody keep it up. I guess that's it. We got to go.
Right on.
And we'll talk to you later.